Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino getting ready for a Big Brother exit interview. And today we're going to be talking with Izzy Gleicher. And we are going to be talking about her time here in the Big Brother 25 house. Of course, you can catch this interview as well on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Taryn's just wrapping up the live feed update, so he'll be with us here in just a moment. And let's go ahead and bring in Izzy, who is on the line. Hey, Izzy, what's going on? You're here with Rob and Taryn from RHAP. Very sad to see you out of the game, but happy to have the chance to speak with you. I know that you've had the chance to catch up a little bit on what's going on. What's been some big surprises for you since you've been able to get up to speed on what we've seen outside the house?
I would say the unraveling is maybe the biggest shocker. Things seem to be moving at like a domino effect since my eviction. And that's a little bit surprising to me. I also am a little disappointed in Felicia and Mimi being so critical of Ceree and Jared. I believe that me, Ceree, Felicia, and Mimi understood the dynamics of our foursome. And Mimi was always with Felicia and I was always with Ceree. And that was understood, but that doesn't mean that there was not genuine working together in that relationship. And so I'm a little disappointed by that.
Do you have any more thoughts on like how Jared has been playing the game now that you've had a chance to sort of catch up on some of the things you weren't aware of?
You know, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about Jared. Mine and Jared's relationship was what it was. And he was extremely kind to me. yes, I know about him trying to get him and Ceree to vote me out. And I've seen the fight. And I don't agree with everything, but this game is emotionally taxing and it can be hard to figure out what to do at any given time. And I'm trying not to blame.
Yeah.
I'm trying hard. So.
Okay. It's family business. Yeah. So Izzy, could you tell us, how do you feel like that Jared and Ceree have been doing to sort of like pivot to this new kind of game with you out of the house?
I'm not sure it's working. I know Ceree's working on Matt, and I know Matt really wants to trust Ceree and work with Ceree. I'm worried that she will self-sabotage in order to set Jared up in some way. I don't know if that's currently being successful or not, but I think they're in an incredibly precarious place.
Was there any scenario where you think you might have told people the secret, like if you were on the block against Jared or something and it was clear that you were going home? Did you ever see yourself saying it?
I don't know how that would have helped me. I mean, especially if I was on the block next to Jared and Ceree is staying in the house and I'm throwing them under the bus and getting her son evicted actively. I don't know how more dynamic our duo would have gotten after that. I believe in keeping information for the right time. And for me, the right time was at the end. That was what was making our trio powerful. I don't think there would have been a scenario like that I can think of.
You told Cameron on the way out the house that you would be seeing him soon too, Pig. do you feel like, did you put something into the universe?
I mean, listen, I've been working on it. Listen, every eviction was a means to the next eviction. You know, Riley's eviction was important because Heisen was going to feel comfortable and we were going to have a better shot at backdooring him. You know, everything was several moves down the line. So my eviction, I think, was just like the super catalyst to to make that happen. And I'm excited to see what happens at the ceremony today and what the final nominees are. So
I think we're already missing your energy in the house. It's like, you made my job a lot harder having to stay on top of everything.
I heard you had to take a break at some point. I'm sorry. I was laughing the other night with my girlfriend that it was funny because me and Saria would be sitting down sometimes being like, oh man, like I'm so bored. Like, should we do something? Are we supposed to be doing something right now? I feel like I'm not doing enough. Clearly that was the wrong, the wrong thing. But anyway, yeah, I miss it a lot.
Is there anything else that you've discovered in sort of like a getting up to speed that has been a surprise to you?
Not really. In some ways, a lot of my reads have been confirmed, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't have any ill will against Corey. I will say that.
Okay.
I don't have any ill will against Corey, and that feels important for me, and hopefully for our relationship outside of the house.
Well, listen, Izzy, if you're ever in San Diego and you want to go rock climbing, I'm your guy.
I would love to. I really would love to. So yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Izzy, I know you got to run. So thank you for making some time to chat with us. We'd love to talk with you more in the future and hope everything is going great. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right. Take care, Izzy. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. There's Izzy coming on to talk for a couple of minutes about her experience in BB25. We've got plenty more Big Brother, including the slop for the patrons of Rob Is a Podcast coming up later on today. I'll be with Kirsten McInnes for that show. RobIsAWebsite.com/patron if you are not already a patron. And then we'll be back with more Big Brother all week long as we are almost halfway through BB25. Here on Rob Is a Podcast. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.